It is the morning show at East Coast FM. Now we want to have a bit of celebration for work well done over 40 years. Congratulations to Arklow man Michael Fitzgerald, who celebrates 40 years service with Arklow RNLI this week. Huge achievement for anyone, and we're so grateful to have people like Michael doing that great work. And what a time span. Michael Fitzgerald is on the line. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Did it go in a blink of an eye, or what?
That's very dead. Actually, it's a very accurate statement. It's just like yesterday that I started here as a young fella. I was only 17, signing on the dotted line, and the next 40 years, it just flew by. But I want to take the opportunity here to thank all your listeners and everybody that has sent me cards, texts, social media, or just stopped me to offer congratulations. I found it very humbling, and I'm overwhelmed, actually, by the reaction. You know, because when you think back, I was only a young fella, and I started off here, and one thing just led to another, and here I am now, 40 years later, you know, so...
Yeah, and I suppose people from outside Arklow might say, why did you get involved in the first place, Michael? But, I mean, being from Arklow, it's in your DNA that you should be looking to, you know, do something with maritime. Isn't that the way it works in Arklow?
Thanks for actually asking that question, Declan, because I have been asked so many times, why did I get involved, or how did I get involved, or what was the actual attraction? And there's a local group here called the Last of the Summer Wine Group. Actually, it's run by Billy Lee, John O'Toole, and Jim Reese. And they're actually raising money for the Arklow Support Group, Arklow Cancer Support Group. And they asked me the same question. So I wrote down a little article for them. It's been published in their booklet. And it gives the whole details of growing up around the town here and, you know, being around the quay and on the fishing boats, climbing the old buildings, and spending your lifetime around the quay. And one thing would lead on to another. You'd be delighted if one of the lads would ask you, the fishermen would ask you, would you like to come out for a day's fishing? And in the early days, you'd go out, and you'd be delighted bringing a bit of fish home to your mother or to your aunts and uncles, you know. And the next part of the thing developed was that the man I used to go with was the coxswain of the Arklow Lifeboat, Michael O'Brien, who has now a boat named after him in Clare Head. It's called the Michael O'Brien, and he was the coxswain, and he actually asked me one day to come out with the inspector that night. And I walked through the doors here in this very building, or the building that was on the site, and signed on the dotted line, and I was only 16. And you see, you have to be 17 minimum with parental consent.
Right.
So as the thing developed that evening, they discovered that I was a little bit too young, but Michael O'Brien, being Michael O'Brien, said, we'll deal with that later, you're coming out. And that's how it all began, you know, so...
Yeah. So, when did you have your, you know, it was great excitement, you're young and it's an adventure. When did you have your, say, baptism of fire and water?
That's a lovely story as well, Declan. It was around 1980, early July or so. We got a call. It was quite common at the time to get a call to Corktown. Now, if you remember back at that time, Stan's Hotel was the main place in Corktown. And people had come out of the sands at 2 o'clock, especially in the summer's morning, and they decide to go for a swim. They have met company in there, and they'd go for a swim in the beach, or they'd see a little boat on the beach, and they'd take the boat out and bring the girl or whoever was with them out for the paddle around. And occasionally the paddle around could end up where they get separated from their friends, and someone had said they're missing, they're gone. And we'd get a call, and at that time the lifeboat in Arklow here could do 8 knots. That's about 9-10 miles an hour car speed. And the travel to Corktown was 9 miles. So it'd take 1 hour in the Arklow lifeboat to get down there. And while you were down there, then you begin your search. And as you're very into communications and all, especially with the MMIGO there and Ronan O'Rahilly and Radio Caroline, you realise how communications back at the time was very, very difficult. So we get a call to go down to Corktown. All we had was a big MF radio on board, or a small little VHF, which was no good to talk to the shore, because no one in shore-based situations had a radio. So to get a message to Arklow Lifeboat, to Corktown, now the young people are going to find this amazing, that in this modern world where you just press a button and you can talk to someone at the far side of the world, back in 1980 or the early 80s, if we wanted to get a message from our club to the lifeboat, we had to go through Milford Haven Coast Guard, which was in Wales. The honorary secretary here, Jimmy Turrell at the time, would have to ring Milford Haven Coast Guard, ask Milford Haven Coast Guard to relay a message through the big radio on board the boat, and we go and search for the person. You see, and if the person was found, which normally happened, that they'd be in the sand dunes, the boat would be washed in on the beach and pandemonium would set off, and that's how we'd get called. The person would actually be rescued and probably a home safe in the bed, and we're still out looking for him, because the length of time it took for the message
the communications.
To get the communications was absolutely prehistoric. And on board the boat, we had a big radio, big massive radio with two dials on it, and you'd be trying to get a message through from Arklow to the lifeboat and vice versa via this communication.
Yeah, amazing. So now there's better boat there now, of course, and there's better communications. So were you lucky on an occasion, Michael? You feared that you mightn't be returning?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Declan. There has been times, that the situation has been quite hairy, to say the least. Like, we were out a few years ago for a vessel called the Hunte, and it was that bad at the Arklow Bar coming back that we couldn't get into Arklow. We had to go to Wicklow. And the sea was, even with the big boat there, the Gerard Tickler that's there at the moment, the horsepower of the engines is 1,700 horsepower compared to 48 horsepower in the little boat I started in. But there's no way we could attempt to cross the Arklow Bar that night. So we went to Wicklow and we tied the boat up in Wicklow and came back to Arklow, the taxi. And then as soon as the weather abated enough, we just got back into the taxi back up to Wicklow and brought the lifeboat back to Arklow.
Michael, what drives you to go out fearlessly in awful weather?
Well, the way I look at it, Declan, and I'll be quite honest about it, my brother used to go to sea. I had uncles that went to sea, and I have an awful lot of friends that go to sea, and I'd love to know that they're safe, and if they're in a situation where they need help, someone is going to go to them. So I put myself in the situation where if you needed help or anybody needed help, I'll go. And I'd hope that if the situation arose where I needed help, someone would go and help me, and vice versa, you know. So that's what the actual driving force. And the other thing about it is that you can't put a price on a life. So there's the lifeboat man's motto, Declan, is quite interesting as well. It's drown you may, go you must, you know.
you have to do it. Well, Michael, I'm sure there's a hell of a lot of people around the Arklow area and beyond who are very thankful of your service of 40 years for helping them out. And you deserve all the accolades that you've been given around this time. Are you sticking with it?
Oh, I'll stick with it for the future anyway, because as I say, I haven't much else at the moment, you know.
And well, we're delighted.
Declan, I leave your listeners with the thing that kind of drives you on as well. I said, results happen over time, not overnight. So work hard, stay consistent, be patient, and you'll get your reward, you know. So
great stuff, Michael. You listen, as I said, you know, congratulations to you. People are delighted for, you know, helping them out and knowing you were there as they slept soundly in their bed as well, of the work you've done over 40 years with the RLI and Arklow. Michael.
Once again, thank you, Declan, and thank all the listeners for the kind thoughts.
Thank you. Best of luck, Michael. Thank you.
Right,
that's
bye-bye.
Michael Fitzgerald, 40 years with Arklow RNLI.